Okay. Fine, Garland. Fine. Very disappointed with that result tonight.
Yeah. It's a bad result, you know. They go level. Their title challengers up there with us, so it's poor. We wanted to come down here and win the game, not even get a draw, you know. We'd probably done enough to win the game, but we've, you know.
You were creating, you were the better side, I mean, the first half, and you were creating whatever chances there were, although there were a few coming up to that goal. Was the injury to Stephen O'Donnell seemed to shake the team a bit?
Yeah.
Because that's when the two goals came.
Everyone seems to ask that, but it's not. Listen, it's, you know, just a long free kick in. And
it was a terrible goal to give away.
Yeah, it was. You know, and we know that more than anyone.
Yeah.
You know, so both goals were poor to give away, but it was a few minutes that sort of, I suppose, defined the game for us. We tried to not let it define the game for us, because we created chance after chance in the second half. I don't think in the first half we create clear cut chances. We had a couple, Mickey done great and put a few across the box and no one was in there. But second half we created loads of chances and just didn't put them away. You know, so even coming from behind, we could have won the game, but wasn't to be. And we have to look forward to the next game.
Roland's goal was absolutely top class.
Yeah, he does that every day in training. You know, he'll always hit the target, as that's what we say. So he's a smashing player, and you just need to get him on the ball more and get him getting more shots away during the game.
There was a penalty. There's absolutely no question about it. Duffy was fouled.
I'll take your word for it.
You can take my word for it.
I'm half a pitch away, it looked like a penalty to me.
I know you can't say it. I'll say it. It was an absolutely disgraceful decision by the referee. And it's not. It's definitely not. Duffy that should have got the yellow card. Yeah. It's the referee that should have got a red card, because it was a dreadful decision, and that can cost. As I was talking to some of the players tonight, that can cost leagues.
Yeah, it can do. Well, I don't know. I can't really say. Like you say,
you
answered that for me there, Jerry. I can't say too much about
it. I'll say it.
I'm halfway down the pitch, so
yeah.
It looks like a penalty to me. But
I saw it. It was clear.
Yeah.
He was pushed. And I couldn't believe it. The referee just turned around.
Yeah, well, when he blew the whistle, I thought he was pointing for the penalty. But I was surprised to see the yellow card there first.
You were absolutely robbed tonight. And I know that they did hit the post. They could have gone 3-1 up. But you had chances. Robbie Benton should have stuck the ball away. And there were a couple of other chances too. You were very unlucky when Chris had a shot that was just cleared off the line and that, so you were very unlucky that way.
Yeah, we were, but it's always an uphill thing when we give goals away. I suppose we've given two goals away and then we've missed a lot of chances.
I know,
you're not going to come away too happy and with 3 points when we do that. And you know, it can't happen, especially against the challengers, you know, our rivals, because these are 6-pointers. We could have went 6 points clear tonight, you know, but now we're level with them. Cork can play tomorrow and go ahead, so we need to get a bit of consistency, you understand? We need to get better results against the top few teams.
Just the final one, you're back. I was wondering where the hell you'd gone to. I really was. You were gone. I kept asking Stephen where you were, and I was hearing you were, you'd tonsillitis, you'd flu, then you'd picked up an injury. Jesus, you've had a very hard start to the season.
Yeah, listen, it was a tough couple of months, but
I thought you'd gone missing or something.
I wish, could have had a holiday, huh? But unfortunately, I was stuck in Pierce Park most of the time. But yeah, I had a few things that popped up, and it was just one thing after another, and I'd get a week or two's training, and then something would happen, and it was unfortunate, but you know, the main thing was the team were kicking on, and we were winning and we were picking up results, so that's the most important thing. And we'll have that with lads. We miss players for times, and we've got such a good squad that people can jump in. And you know,
what did the boss say to you tonight after the game?
Listen, we all, you know, doesn't need to say much. We know what's cost the goals. We know what we've done, we know where we can improve, and we all have a few words to say. And you know,
you probably had words to say, because you usually do, don't you?
Well, I know, someone's telling you, but
you do. You do. I've often heard you.
For ear to the door.
If it bugs. I've heard you.
Well, listen, we're a competitive team. Yeah. We've got such competitive players in the team. That, yeah. But the main thing is we're a collective. And
yeah, it's important.
You know, we like to iron things out, but we stick together, and that's over the years. That's what wins us the leagues, and that's hopefully what will bring us through this year and win us the league again.
Brian, it's fantastic to see you back. It's absolutely brilliant, and you're very welcome. And thank you. And we'll talk to you again.